Non-pelagic or bottom trawlers in the Gulf of Alaska and Bering Sea Aleutian Islands regulatory areas recorded just under 100,000 pounds of halibut bycatch mortality for the week of June 22nd, according to the National Marine Fisheries Service, or NMFS. The weekly catch of targeted species, including arrowtooth flounder, flathead sole, and rockfish, was almost 15 million pounds. The total month's halibut bycatch mortality for all gear types through June 29th was 683,000 pounds, or about a third of the 2 million pounds caught in the same period by the IFQ longline fleet. The jig, pot, non-IFQ longline, and midwater trawl fleets accounted for less than 2% of that total, with non-pelagic trawlers making up the other 98%. NMFS divides the year into five seasons for the purpose of regulating halibut bycatch in the Gulf of Alaska trawl fleet. Each season has a limit for how much halibut can be caught. Exceeding the limit closes the fishery for the remainder of that season. The second trawl season ran from April 1st through July 1st. NMFS recorded a total halibut bycatch for Gulf of Alaska trawlers of 264 metric tons, or 582,000 pounds, out of a second season limit of 341 metric tons, about 750,000 pounds. The third season began July 1st and continues until September 1st. The allowable halibut bycatch in this period is 462 metric tons, a little over 1 million pounds. Less than 100 king salmon were taken as bycatch during the week of June 22nd. Of the other four salmon species, NMFS recorded a total bycatch of 6,390 fish. For KBBI, I'm Jeff Lockwood.